ready to fail. No, not November. Don't try and speak. You're already gagged, and I'm not about to remove it either. This is going one of two ways. You give in instantly, and we can have some extra fun. Or we can spend all the time we need to, and I get to report back to boss and tell her that the mission was a total success. Either way, you're coming. But where are my manners? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a succubus, but I'm no ordinary succubus. I'm sure you've heard of No Not November. Use your head. I didn't paralyze you for a reason. Nod or shake. Good boy. We succubi have the special ability to gain the energy off of lustful actions without actually having to be a part of the action itself. It's a little adoption our queen made so that if we accidentally get too strong and the human we claim isn't ready to supply that amount of energy yet, we don't have to go out and cheat. Anything we'll do, but proximity plays the most rage a role. The thing is that during this month of the year, a large number of people suddenly decide to just stop. And due to the lust energy buildup, the only way to actually get someone to fail is if you convince them to fail themselves. But we've learned how to compensate for this. Since you can't fail without wanting to, we can do whatever the hell we want, and you won't be able to come. At first we tried the brute force tactic, even trained a hellhound in the ways of a succubus, but we found it's much more effective to not try and achieve orgasm. As it turns out, edging is twice as effective, and it's much easier to do than normal because any accidents don't really matter unless you want them to. But you humans are always so stubborn. You can be so lenient in some places and so annoying in others. Anyway, given that this is a test, I'm prepared for this to take as long as possible. In order to ensure that no interruptions are to be had, we took the liberty of convincing your boss to give you some time off. He failed. No, not November, actually. So let's get started. You're already hard. That's good. All right, I think I'm gonna start by getting you to the edge. And I can really have some fun with you. First, I'll just pour some of this into my hand. I love the sound of a first squeeze of the night. Nothing like cracking open a new vial for the first time. I bet you're wondering what this is. It's a lubricant with a couple of special ingredients. Naturally made by using fruits found in the demon realm, a few magical spells to increase libido and sensitivity, and a secret ingredient. All right. You must not be used to this. Did you stroke yourself every day before No Not November? Interesting. Not many people like you make it this far. Were you in it to win? Huh? That's not really a clear answer. You don't accidentally make it this far after going cold turkey. Unless... Oh, now this is very interesting. You're an outlier. Not your average Triple N competitor. So why'd you do it? I would have sensed a female presence if you were dating. You aren't struggling enough for someone who genuinely doesn't want this. Or perhaps you wanted something to gain. I can check easily, nod or shake your head. No answer? Alright, this will only take a second. Your testicles seem much fuller than if you were just going about your day without jerking off at all. You're edging yourself. You're into this. Now, this is interesting. I knew something was off. I admit this isn't a hot spot at the moment for sexual energy, but it wasn't exactly zero. I just didn't know exactly what I was looking for. Alright, let's play a little game. If you can go until sunrise without coming, I'll let you go back to your game. If you don't, I'll be back to edge you every night. Just like this. Sunset to sunrise. We'll play my own game. Oh, you don't have to worry about telling me you're coming either. I'll know. I'm a succubus, after all. Oh, it seems we've reached our first edge, huh? The sudden stop hits a little harder when it's not your hand. Well, now that you're near the edge, I can really have fun. Let's see, I'll use two fingers to make a ring like this. My other hand to massage your balls. Also, since you're into this, I really see no reason to keep you gagged. There we go. Gag is gone. Don't look so shocked. I have extensive knowledge on magic related to sex. Maybe if I wanted to, I could transform this bed into a milking table. Maybe if you behave, I'll show you. Now let's start. Up and down. Up and down. Adding a little more pressure the closer I get to the tip. Loosening slightly as I go down. Milking all the pre-cum out of you. Did you know pre-cum activates a special ingredient in my lube? Should cause a slight tingling sensation. Did that hurt a little? Poor baby. If you tell me to make you come, I'll be able to. But do you want that? I would be a little disappointed if I broke you just after two edges. Oh, I bet this is frustrating. Just tracing my fingers lightly over you. So little pressure that it does very much more than tickle. But it is doing a good job of getting the pre-cum out. Look at this. I rub the tip of your penis with my finger and pull away. Wow. Look at how long that line of pre-cum is. Such a sweet taste. Aw, do you wish I'd put my mouth on your cock? Are you sure you can even handle it? I thought you didn't want to come. I'll tell you what, when I do the milking table, I'll use my mouth and then we'll see. I'll just remove a couple fingers there now. I'm just rubbing your cock with my thumb and pointer finger. You're breathing so heavily. It must be so intense. I can tell that you're right on the edge. It must be so hard to resist now. Are you starting to break? Those little whimpers are telling me you are. All you have to do is tell me. And this will all be over. So much defiance. If that wasn't what I was looking for, I would have to punish you. Okay, time to get serious. Now your cock is firmly pressed between my thighs. Just enough is poking out that I can use one finger to play with the underside of your head. How are my thighs? They're so soft and warm. Must feel like your cock is melting. I can feel you buckling into my thighs. You're starting to slip. You better hold on. Do you want to shoot? No? Are you sure? Wouldn't it just be amazing to come in between my thighs? I'll even lean back a little so that when you come, it'll be all over my body. Don't you want to paint my red skin white with your sticky cum? I hope some gets on my face. I bet you'd love to see that. Your cum dripping down my face and me gathering it up with my long tongue. Still holding on? You really are willful. Let me think for a second. Maybe I should let you cool down for a minute. I thought for sure the thigh drop would make you break. You're starting to make me interested. I'm kind of hoping this becomes more than a one-time exchange. Maybe I'll make you mine. Bring you back to the demon realm. Could use you to teach other succubi pleasure techniques. It'll be a satisfying victory when I break you here. It'll be even better when I break you in front of an entire fucking class of sex demons. If. Are you really challenging me? Oh, honey, you have no idea what you just fucking did. I was going easy on you before, but I'm really going to make you regret those words. Maybe I cast a spell on my own, switch the roles here. Make it that even if you want it, I also have to allow it. Alright, I was gonna save this for later, but now that my honor as a succubus is on the line, I see it only fair to do now. It took a fair amount of energy to make this setup, but I'm sure I'll get that much and then some when I fucking break you. The milking table wasn't anything special, but I wanted to use my own tools. Just try to relax. I'll just duck under here. Oh, would you look at that? You're so erect that even if I unbound you, you wouldn't be able to get your cock back up. You're trapped and at my mercy. Does not knowing what I'm going to do excite you? You can't see me down here, but you can certainly feel. It's a shame since it's such a beautiful sight. Your cock bobbing in the air aimlessly, a line of free gum dripping down. I can just move against it and lick it. He let out quite the sound when I did that. What did you expect from me? What if I lick that special spot under your head? Now you're really starting to break. It won't be long now. Am I driving you insane with my slow movement? Oh, you're barely forming words anymore. Come on, just tell me you want to come and I'll be happy to oblige. No? Okay. What's wrong? Too hard to adapt? I hope you know I still have my ace in the hole. Most succubi don't rely on keeping people directly on the edge since it's hard to master.
The itch constantly changes and something best unto oneself. However, not only was I trained to keep males on the edge, that little thing I mentioned about you having to break gives me a bit of cushioning. There's a special spot in between stimulation and overstimulation. It makes edging twice as effective. All I have to do is keep you on the edge, and I think we're approaching that edge now. Just slowly moving my fingers. Just enough pleasure to keep you on the edge. Oh, you're struggling so much. It must be torture. Come on, just tell me you want to come. Only a few words and I'll let you come. Come on. I'm not stopping. I can and will keep you on this edge indefinitely. The more sensitive you get, the slower I move. And the more agonizing the edge. What was that? I didn't hear you. Oh, you wanna come? Okay. I change back to the bed. I wanna look at you in the eyes as I make you come. But this is so fun to keep you on the edge. What to do, what to do? Begging. Where's all the resistance you had earlier? I thought you wanted to win. Aren't you into edging and denial? What's in it for me if I let you come? For me, it's no longer about breaking you. I've already done that, but what about me? Anything? Huh? Would you let me do this to you in front of other succubi? Would you let me use you as a practice dummy? Are you sure you would want that? I'll get you fucking addicted to this. You'll beg me to keep you on the edge. You'll say, Mistress, even if I beg, I want you to edge me for a long, long time. I'll put one hand on your face like I'm doing right now. And use my free hand to slowly stroke your cock, and I'll lean in and I'll kiss you. And I'll say, if that's what you want, but I'll make you regret those words. I love watching you trying to pull yourself together enough to comprehend the things that I'm saying. Part of you is terrified and the other part is hopelessly entranced. Tell me, I'll devote myself to you, Mistress. Louder. I don't believe you. Tell it to me like you fucking mean it. Oh, I can't hear you. I'm gonna have to add you some more, huh? That's what I thought, my darling boy. Okay. I'll let you come. Ah, here it comes. Get ready. Wow. Oh, look at it all shooting out. So much. Getting all over me, so thick and warm. Oh my god, you're still coming. Good boy, that's a good boy. Let it all out for me. There you go. Oh, look at how much you let out. Oh. So good. Are you still awake? I'm surprised you didn't pass out. Honestly, I think we should get moving to avoid any kind of awkward situation. You were so loud when you came. I would be surprised they don't break down your door thinking that someone fucking murdered you. Aw, such a tired thing you are. Come here. You did so good. Take deep breaths in and out slowly. In and out. Good boy. Just rest your head against me. I'll take you to your new home. That's it. Close those eyes of yours. Good boy. Time to go.